Chapter 15. Breakfast at the Bolds was always a busy, jolly affair. There were three sittings, because not everyone could fit round the table at once. The twins and Mr. and Mrs. Bold were first, and they had cereal and toast with peanut butter. Mr. Bold always had some jokes to try out that he thought of in the shower. "Did you hear about the man who slept under a tractor? He wanted to wake up oily in the morning." "Why did the woman run round her bed?" "Because she was trying to catch up on her sleep." "What do you call a sheep with no legs?" "A cloud." Laughing with their mouths full and spluttering bits of cornflake and crumbs over the table was, I'm afraid, an inevitable side effect of such hilarity. When the Bolds had finished, it was the turn of Uncle Tony, Miranda and the students. Tony liked porridge with honey, Miranda enjoyed a fruit salad, and Craig the Wild Boar had mushrooms on toast. Miss Paulina the Otter had kippers, and Snappy the Goose picked at some muesli and prunes and enjoyed spitting the stones at Miss Paulina, who endured the nuisance with a saintly expression on her face. Mr. Bold usually did the washing up, but had plenty more jokes to start everyone's day off with a laugh. "What did the cat say when he lost his money?" "I'm poor." "What do you get if you cross a llama with a tortoise?" "A turtleneck sweater." "What game should you never, ever play with unicorns?" "Leapfrog." The final sitting was for Mossy and Sylvie. Mossy didn't like to get up early, and his order was usually quite challenging. And that morning was no different. "I want a fry up today," he barked. There was never a please or thank you from Mossy. "That means jumbo sausages, three rashers of streaky bacon, two fried eggs, duck or quail. I can't abide hen's eggs. Grilled tomato, button mushrooms, black pudding, baked beans and crispy hash browns. Then I'll be ready for a toasted muffin, smoked salmon with hollandaise sauce, sprinkled with chopped chives. And don't be mean with the salmon. Then I'll finish with some crunchy granola layered with fresh strawberries and raspberries, natural full fat yogurt and blueberry compote. And give me a freshly ground espresso while I'm waiting." Mr. Bold rolled his eyes at Mrs. Bold and started cooking. "What about you, Sylvie?" "Oh, just a cup of tea, please, Amelia," said the vixen, looking embarrassed, "and a slice of dry toast if you can spare it." With such a lot of food to get through, you'd think Mossy's breakfast would take hours. But once it was ready, he wolfed it down hungrily and then gave a satisfied burp. Mrs. Bold nudged Fred and mouthed the words, "Do it now." "Ahem," began Mr. Bold. "Breakfast to your liking?" he began. "It was okay," said Mossy. "The tomato was a little soft, and I'll have extra sausages tomorrow." "Ah, righto," said Fred. "Only we were thinking, once it gets dark tonight, we reckon it would be perfectly safe for you and Sylvie to go home to Bushy Park. Lovely for you, eh? Get back to your old foxy ways? Bet you've missed that. Although, of course, no more invading the bins and stealing food from houses. Lessons learned, wouldn't you say?" There was an awkward silence. Mossy stared at his empty plate and Sylvie watched him wide-eyed with trepidation. "I expect," continued Mrs. Bold breezily, "it must be missing your old den. Shouldn't leave it for too long. Badgers might move in. It's been lovely having you here, but..." "Go home?" boomed Mossy. "You must be joking. It's not safe up there with all those dangerous humans. And I hate humans. Sylvie and I are staying put." Mr. and Mrs. Bold's eyes widened and they stared at Mossy, then at each other. It was really a rather awkward situation. "But having you here was only a temporary arrangement," said Mr. Bold reasonably. "I don't really have the space or money to house more animals. It can't go on forever." "Yes, it can. And it will," said Mossy decisively. "We're far better off here. It's safe. We're well fed. Well, most of the time. This is five-star accommodation. Maybe 4.5, given the mushy tomato. I've had to mark you down for that. Why would we want to go back living in the park and scavenging for our dinner? We're staying here." Mr. and Mrs. Bold did the only thing they, as hyenas, could do in the circumstances. They laughed. A forced laugh to begin with. But as the reality of the situation became apparent, together with the knowledge that they were stuck with unwanted guests for the foreseeable future, a kind of desperate, hysterical laughter took hold until they were literally crying. Mossy and Sylvie stared at them in alarm, until eventually they pulled themselves together. Oh dear, do forgive us, said Mrs. Bold, wiping her eyes. It's just that, for a moment, we thought you meant you'd be staying with us forever.
That's right, yes, said Mossy.
You mean you'd like to become Bold students, learn to live like humans, and then move on to a more exciting new life? Asked Mr. Bold hopefully.
Oh, yuck, no, I've told you, I hate humans. I'm a fox, and I like being a fox, growled Mossy. I'm a fox forever, and this is my forever home. And that reminds me, I hate sleeping on a bed. I want a fox den in our room. Order a ton of earth, would you, from the garden centre? Now, I'm going for a nap. Come on, Sylvie.
Mossy then sauntered out of the kitchen. Sylvie, head bowed, followed behind him. But before Mr. or Mrs. Bold could say anything, he returned. And don't think about trying to get us out. We know all your secrets, remember? I'd hate to be the one who puts an end to your domestic bliss. He chuckled to himself. Pest control would have a field day round here, wouldn't they, if your secret got out? Walking, talking hyenas and a grizzly bear, a monkey and a wild boar. You'd be on the front of every newspaper.
Now listen, Mossy, began Mr. Bold. You can't be serious.
Shut it, snapped Mossy. I'm serious, all right. So unless you fancy seeing your family split up and carted off to the zoo,
that's if they don't shoot the lot of you,
I suggest you do as I say. You've been outfoxed, mate. Who's laughing now, eh?
Ha!
Mossy gave an evil laugh of his own, then cocked his leg on the kitchen door and left his long, bushy red tail swaying from side to side as he walked regally down the hall towards the stairs. As soon as they were alone, Mrs. Bold flung her arms round Mr. Bold, clinging to him.
Fred, what are we going to do? She wailed. We can't let him treat us like this.
Mr. Bold patted his wife's back. There now, Amelia, he comforted her. It'll be all right. I'll think of something.
But we can't let him blackmail us like this. It's criminal.
I know. There must be something we can do. I need to have a think. Fred sat Amelia on a chair and got her a glass of water.
And meanwhile?
Well, he shrugged. Oh, just don't make it a joke, dear, pleaded Mrs. Bold. I don't think there is anything that could make me laugh right now.
Fred thought for a moment, but he was stumped.
No, he answered. For once, I don't think there is either.